In the Court of Appeal yesterday, the President of the Court of Appeal, Mr. Justice George Birmingham, told Amy Burke, Enoch Burke's sister, that she was making a show of herself. It resulted in the appeal, Amy Burke's appeal to the Court of Appeal being cut short, and written decision on her appeal will be given later on. The background to this case is Amy Burke was dismissed out of a firm of solicitors, I think it was Arthur Cox, and she brought a claim to the Workplace Relations Commission for unfair dismissal. At the Workplace Relations Commission hearing, the conduct of Amy Burke and her mother Martina Burke was such that the adjudicator issued a number of warnings as to their conduct, and he would have to withdraw or basically throw the case out if they didn't modify their behaviour. They didn't, and the case was thrown out of the Workplace Relations Commission. Amy Burke then appealed this decision to the High Court, and in the High Court a similar line of behaviour was engaged in by Amy Burke, so much so that the judge in that case, Miss Justice Marguerite Bulger, threw the case out on the basis that it was an abuse of process. Her conduct, Miss Burke's conduct, was such that the judge felt she had no choice but to throw the case out because Miss Burke was engaging in conduct that was wholly inappropriate, etc., in the court. So Miss Burke then appealed the decision of the High Court to the Court of Appeal, and that was scheduled for yesterday morning. There are three judges in the Court of Appeal. One of them is Mr. Justice George Birmingham. Miss Burke took exception to Mr. Justice George Birmingham sitting or presiding over the case, and she made an application in open court for him to recuse himself from the case. She had an affidavit setting out the grounds, apparently, for her recusal application. Court rose, apparently, and went into chambers and had a look at her affidavit, and after a brief period of time, Mr. Justice George Birmingham came back out and said that her affidavit didn't come close to setting out reasons or justifiable reasons for his recusal, and he said he was going to go ahead with the hearing, with the Court of Appeal hearing. Miss Burke wasn't happy with this, and she went again to the same made the same application, and Mr. Justice George Birmingham told her that she was making a show of herself, and that he cut the hearing short and said that the decision would be made in chambers based on the written submission of the parties. So Miss Burke's appeal was to do with the dismissal of her appeal to the High Court. And obviously written submissions will be considered from Miss Burke and from the Workplace Relations Commission. So that is what happened at the Court of Appeal yesterday. So basically Miss Burke continued her protestations about her earlier application, asking the President of the Court of Appeal, Mr. Justice George Birmingham, to recuse himself. One of the reasons that she was making this argument, making this application rather, was that Mr. Justice George Birmingham was one of the judges who at some point heard her brother Enoch Burke's appeal, and basically Miss Burke felt it inappropriate that he should be sitting on Amy Burke's appeal then of the Workplace Relations Commission case. She claimed that a reasonable person would have a reasonable apprehension of bias and fear there would not be a fair trial from an impartial judge. So that was the basis of her application. The judges considered her sworn statement, that is her affidavit, supporting her application before they ruled that it did not remotely approach the threshold to require or justify a refusal. Miss Burke did not accept this decision. She contended that she should have been permitted to make oral submissions to the court as part of her application. The judges briefly left the courtroom to allow her to reflect on whether she wished to proceed with the hearing of the appeal or for them to decide the case based purely on written documents from the parties, in other words, written submissions. When they returned to the court, Miss Burke repeated that she had a recusal application. At that stage, Mr. Justice Birmingham said, "You're making a show of yourself." Miss Burke's mother, Martina Burke, said, "You have blood on your hands. You are a disgrace." Burke said she did not want her appeal to be decided by a panel that includes Mr. Justice Birmingham. The President and his colleagues, then the other two judges in the Court of Appeal, left the court. A written decision on Miss Burke's appeal will be given at a later point. So Miss Burke's WRC complaint that she was alleging she was unfairly dismissed from Arthur Cox solicitors in late 2019 was dismissed due to persistent interruptions from the Burke family. And Arthur Cox solicitors denied that she was unfairly dismissed. So that's the latest. A decision will be issued in due course from the Court of Appeal, and it will be based on the written submissions, because the appeal yesterday of the ME Burke case was cut short.